I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Hey, this is Kenny Mayne, host of something called Hey Mayne. That's a podcast. We're working busily on season 2, but let's not forget about season 1. Remember Jemele Hill? Is the cookout ever going to happen, or is it just metaphorical?
It is largely metaphorical. Just know we would feel very comfortable inviting you. Potato salad, by the way, I feel like I should tell your listeners, does not have raisins in it.
If you missed that episode of Hey Mayne, check it out on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First and Pod, hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
Chiefs and Chargers. Do you suffer from Chiefs fatigue on your show? Do you have Chiefs fatigue?
What do you mean by that? Because Chiefs the Chiefs haven't won enough to have Chiefs fatigue.
Chiefs fatigue where you don't go over the top and exaggerate what they do because you're so used to Mahomes doing these otherworldly things, and we just assume that they're a really good team, so we don't appreciate the Chiefs in the moment. We kind of fluff it off when they're a really good team, Zach. You do that, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, they've shut everyone up this year so far, and I would say that they're now my favorite to get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. But I think there's a lot of pressure on Kansas City because after they won that first Super Bowl, people are saying Mahomes is the next Brady. Andy Reid finally has the monkey off his back. Now he's a big-time great coach, and we know he's going to the Hall of Fame, and he's one of the top 10 coaches of all time. They get to the Super Bowl again. They lose to Tampa Bay. Last year, they failed to show up in the second half against Cincinnati. There's not an easier road to go win another Super Bowl this year. I think there's a lot of pressure on Kansas City.
Well, I was dying for somebody to knock them off. I guess I am suffering from Chiefs fatigue in the way that I don't want to see another AFC Championship game at Arrowhead.
You're going to get it this year.
Just like I got sick of NFC Championship games at the Vet. Just like I got sick of Super Bowls going through Buffalo in the AFC. I'm ready for somebody else to not just knock them off in an AFC Championship game. I wanted the team they're playing on Sunday to win the division this year. I wanted the Chargers to be the story in the AFC West. Now that
Last year, Cincinnati took them down twice.
Well, I know, but it was in the AFC Championship game, Zach.
Okay.
I want them either out of the playoffs or early exit.
Okay. Now, see, here's where you're a little fraudulent, because if this was the Steelers, it would be like, oh, let's see Big Ben in every conference.
Right, because I work in that market and it's good for my bottom line. I'm not in Kansas City. You're not in Kansas City. I want to see somebody new. I don't want to see another Chiefs and insert challenger AFC Championship game. And you just said it.
They haven't won, though, enough. They have not won.
Destined for that. They haven't even had to go on the road, though, Zach.
Yeah.
At least if it was an AFC Championship game and they had to go to Buffalo or someplace like that, I'd be into it. But I don't want to see Arrowhead, barbecue, all that bullshit.
Well, it's happening.
I'm not sure about that.
And Mahomes is winning the MVP, too. There will be an AFC Championship game in Kansas City this year, and Mahomes is winning the MVP. I've seen enough already. Buffalo may be coming in. I don't know who's the team that's coming in, but Kansas City will be in the AFC title game because they'll have a bye.
Lions-Giants. Are the Giants a lock to make the playoffs?
Yeah. I said this 5 weeks ago, that they were going to have 8 or 9 wins by the time Thanksgiving rolls around. This could be a little bit of a trap game this weekend, But time in and time again, I could trust Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, and I never say anything positive about the Giants in the last 5 years. I've been really impressed with Daboll and Shane. And we talk about coaches getting the response from their players. This is not a loaded Giants team, okay, but those players believe in him, and they find a way to pull it out.
All right, so much like what you just said about the Chiefs and how if we have the same conversation last Thursday before the Bills lose to the Vikings, you're not saying that. It was like watching the Bills lose in back-to-back games shifted that.
Yeah.
I think this week, all it would take for not the Giants, there's still going to be Giants appreciation for what they've done based on preseason expectations. But if they lose to the Lions, which can happen, the Lions, what, 3? If they lose to the Lions and the Commanders beat the Texans.
More juice for the Commanders.
The Giants are going to come in last place.
Well, see, I don't know about that. I still don't believe. I think Taylor Heineke's good. I think he's much better than Carson Wentz.
But they're going to get Chase Young back.
Sure, they get him back this week.
And Washington's schedule is easy. So, I mean, to me, it's going to be like the AFC East, a little bit more watered down at the bottom maybe, where like...
Well, let me ask you this. How many wins gets you in the playoffs this year?
In the NFC?
Yeah.
I think 9-8 will be the 7th seed.
They're already at 7.
I know.
Even if they lose this game, 2 more wins. They'll get it. They're going to be in.
I'm not confident in that. They're going to go to Dallas and lose on Thursday on Thanksgiving, I think.
Split the Commanders?
Okay. That gets you... I'm saying if they lose to Detroit.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
If they lose to Detroit, all I'm saying is that them finishing in last place is not going to seem like an impossibility.
Yeah, until I know that Taylor Heineke is 3-1 and Wentz was 2-4. I got to see Heineke 2 or 3 more weeks before I'm ready to say that the Commanders are definitely going to go make the playoffs.
Bears Falcons, Zach, are you convinced Fields is the best quarterback from the 2021 quarterback class now?
I got to see it be converted into wins, but he's not really set up in a position to win this year. And the way that he's been running the football has been great. He's been able to throw some touchdown passes as well. This quarterback class, Trevor Lawrence up and down. This is really his rookie year because last year was a joke with Doug
Peterson.
So would
you put him ahead of Lawrence?
I've seen more plays from Fields than Lawrence.
Okay.
So right now, yeah. And this year, it's really only been Fields. Zach Wilson, not sold. Trey Lance, wake me up when the guy's healthy and is able to play. Mac Jones made the Pro Bowl last year. I want to see, and it was Fugazi Pro Bowl, let's be real, like 7 guys said no. Yep. I want to see the Patriots put guys on the team that Mac Jones could go make plays with, like what the Eagles and what the Dolphins did. It's trending like it's looking like Fields is going to be the guy. But they got to go get him some pieces this offseason so we can really see what the deal is.
I still think it's Lawrence. I still think with Doug Peterson there, they'll get Calvin Ridley next year.
Yeah, that's
a big one. They'll have a high pick. I trust Peterson with quarterbacks more than I do the Bears staff there. It's a great rushing offense story. It's a lot like what Baltimore did with Lamar Jackson before he really developed as a passer his rookie year before he had the MVP season. But the Claypool trade has not paid any dividends. He's done jack squat. I mean, they're going to have the resources and free agency, the money and the draft picks to give their offense a makeover. But I still have not seen refinement in him as a passer, Zach. I mean, could he be Jalen Hurts, Justin Fields? Sure. But I'm still going to go with the pedigree of Lawrence. And I think the coach is the right coach for him eventually to get it out of him. I've been disappointed in Lawrence to this point, but I'm going to buy low on Lawrence instead of buying high on Fields right now.
And it's definitely fair, especially when you're bringing Calvin Ridley and you have Christian Kirk. I know we all killed that contract, but he's been productive for them. And the bottom line is,
ETN's been okay.
Yeah, he has. And the bottom line is, as much as we believe in the individual, the quarterback, you got to be put in the right situation. And Trevor Lawrence is starting to be put in the right situation where last year was a disaster.
Jets and Pats, if the Patriots win this game, what happens in the AFC playoff picture for those teams?
The Patriots are then alive to be a wild card team, but it will be very similar like last year where you get into the playoffs and they're not an actual threat to really go deep into the playoffs and probably be 1-2.
So if the Patriots sweep the Jets, you think they make the playoffs?
I think they have a chance. I don't think it's a lock because I still think teams like the Chargers are better. Whoever loses the AFC North, probably the Cincinnati Bengals are better. And the Buffalo Bills, Dolphins loser of that AFC East is probably better. So they'll have a chance to be the seventh seed.
All right. How about the Jets if they lose?
The Jets, if they lose, there's going to be a lot of questions about Zach Wilson. And people are going to start to say, maybe Zach Wilson
isn't
the guy.
But do you think the Jets can lose this game and make the playoffs? Is the path still there for them?
No, because then it means the quarterback, that means the quarterback did not perform well, and that will hold the team back.
I agree. I don't think they're getting swept by New England and making the playoffs. I think it's a, I think in terms of like what happens to a team's postseason chances, I think this is by far the biggest game on the schedule this week. Because I almost feel like the winner of this team gets themselves in position for that last wild card spot. And I think the loser's at home. Because I think the Bengals, I think the runner-up in the AFC North will make the playoffs.
Agreed.
And I don't think four AFC East teams will get in.
Yeah.
Even though that's what it is right now.
And then the Chargers is probably the fight for that seventh seed. But Zach Wilson, 2 weeks ago when this game was played, did not play well, was the reason they lost. Now you got to see how he adjusts. And it's Belichick going up against Zach Wilson. I don't want to hear that.
And the Jets have lost 13 straight.
Yeah, they have. If you're the difference maker, if you're the franchise quarterback, you get the job done this week.
Rams and Saints, how far are you willing to go with your Rams criticisms for this season on your show, Zach? How far are you willing? Are you doing big rants on them? Are you killing them for this season? What do you say about a team that sucks, but it's a year after they win the Super Bowl?
It just really shows you how tough it is to win in this league. Because there was two or three times in that postseason where the Rams could have lost games and they still found a way to get the job done.
Like it's when that guy Tart dropped that interception in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, or how about in the Super Bowl, if you block Aaron Donald for a half second longer, Ja'Marr Chase is wide open down the right sideline. The offensive line sucks. That's what it is. This is a horrible offensive line. I know Kupp is now hurt, but all it was Cooper Kupp, Cooper Kupp, Cooper Kupp. And one player doesn't win in this league on the offensive side of the ball. And Stafford shows you, and this is not a knock on Stafford. He's a very, 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 very good quarterback that's won a Super Bowl. But a lot of this Hall of Fame stuff gets, kind of piped down a little bit with this season because he's not played well.
I think they've gotten a free pass. I think they've gotten a complete free pass. I think if they had not won the Super Bowl last year and this was
we'd be killing them. Oh, we'd be killing them.
Yeah, exactly. So it does speak to...
But they did.
Right. But their problem is for me that unlike maybe a team, I'm trying to think, like you mentioned the Chiefs earlier, they win a Super Bowl and it's like, man, they've got probably another 10 swings at this thing. They've got maybe a decade with Mahomes, maybe more, of possible championships. You know, their window is just wide open. This Rams window is not.
No, it's not.
This Rams window...
Two, three more years for Stafford.
I don't even know about Zach. I mean, he might play two or three more years.
How good is he? That's the question.
Well, yeah, and they don't have picks. They threw so much money. They were ready to throw two more picks for Burns, which what years were those first-round picks in? Were they 5 or 6 years down the road from now?
It was next year and then the year after that.
I mean,
to wait a full year.
So, I mean, the coach has gotten a lot of credit and he's done a good job even with Goff.
It's been to two
taking
Super
them
Bowls.
On runs and never having a bad season. But I just wonder if we're going to look back on 2021 and just they're not going to come close to that ever again.
And here's the biggest question of them all. The guy that was sort of not answering my questions right before the start of the season, Aaron Donald, when he was answering my question in that interview, he did not sound like a guy that was going to play that much longer in the league, wanted to come back because he felt the motivation from winning a ring. He loved the taste of winning. It wouldn't shock me if he walks away this offseason or the offseason after this one. And if that's the case, that defense doesn't scare you whatsoever.
Right. And look, McVay was a Gruden guy. He grew up in that system.
Well, he's another one. He could walk away soon, too. I know he just signed an extension.
That's what I'm saying.
There were rumors as well for TV.
That's what I'm saying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.